this podcast thanks to OFX, the experts in global money transfer. Transfer funds 24/7 with no hidden fees. The smart money's on the smart move. Go to OFX.com.
Shine Lawyers, based in Brisbane, have launched a class action against Westpac. Now, in this particular case, the allegation is that they sold their own customers, in other words, their own Westpac customers, life insurance policies at prices that were 4.5% more than they would have sold those same policies to had they come through an external independent financial advisor. Now, the claim goes back to the year 2000, so the suggestion is it could be $100 million. Now, they're also suggesting that it's a situation whereby they have discriminated against it. Now, I have spoken to Westpac today. Westpac is going to defend this vigorously because it was painted as being the latest massive bank ripoff. Now, I'm not certain it's in the same category as some of the Commonwealth Bank situations and the mis-selling of products, certainly in the Commonwealth Bank Financial Planning Division. In this case, just to explain, if you went in through either a Westpac financial advisor or you went in directly yourself to buy a term life or total and permanent disability or trauma or income protection insurance policy, effectively, as a Westpac customer, you are put in a pool with all the other Westpac customers, whether you are high risk, low risk, middle risk, whatever it was, like we're talking about with health insurance. So you're all put in the pool and bingo, out comes the premium. Now, that premium certainly was higher, but it also reflected the higher risk and the fact that you didn't have to go and do blood tests and did not have to go and do, say, I don't know, cholesterol tests and all that sort of stuff. Now, if you had come in through an external financial planner to the same product, you would have had to have blood tests, you would have had to have a health assessment, you would have had the whole lot. And depending on your health, you could have either been paying a higher premium or a lower premium. So that's the bottom line there. But it also got me thinking here as well. Imagine a winery. You rock up to the winery. You're a customer at the winery. You go to the cellar door and they say, oh, the bottle of wine's $25. You go, hang on, I can get that at Dan Murphy's for $19. And the answer is, yeah, sure you can. Go to a hotel. You ring up the hotel. You say, I want to book a hotel room. They say, sure, it's $250. You say, but hang on, I can get this on Trivago, I can get it on, I don't know, What If, I can get it on Expedia, whatever, bookings.com, I can get it for $190. And I go, well, that's the way it is. So if this case gets up, I wonder what others might get up. Michael Peaches is the research fellow at the Sydney School of Business, and he specialises in corporations and competition. Michael, thanks so much for your time on the program.
Yeah, good evening, Ross.
I think this is an interesting analogy. If this case gets up, and it's an interesting one, no doubt, as to whether they've discriminated against their own customers, whether you suddenly find all sorts of industries, airlines, hotels, wineries, suddenly having similar questions asked of them.
That's right. There's two issues here. The Westpac is no doubt a wholesaler, and they've got recommended retail pricing structures in place, and they've told their resellers they won't compete directly with them. Now, that, of course, is not legal. You can't do that, but you can formulate the contract so that you're not really competing with your reseller. On the other hand of the equation, you've got the abuse of client data because they know their clients intimately. There's a fiduciary duty in place. The customers are relying on the bank. They trust the bank that they're getting the right product at the right price. That looks like an abuse of power. And also an abuse of fiduciary duties towards their customers. But this could open up a whole new area of law in many ways because you've got, of course, airlines and wholesalers of travel products. Pretty much all wholesalers would be maybe exposed to this type of litigation.
Isn't that interesting? But it actually goes to show that it could go to so many different areas because this is commonplace. If you go direct, you get charged one price. As a retail customer, you go to somebody else who can get the wholesale price. You can go to them and get the cheaper price because they're able to negotiate on behalf of a bigger group of people.
That's right. Now, as a wholesaler, the resellers are relying on an arrangement, which, you know, its legality is quite dubious, that they won't enter the fray, so to speak. And they rely on the wholesaler to do the right thing to pretty much distort or confuse the customer. So the customer doesn't go to Qantas, but they go to the online Webjet or whatever. It's the same with Westpac. But in this case, Westpac pretty much captured the client. They could have sent it to the reseller, but they kept it for themselves and pretty much, you could say, overcharged. in addition to that, maybe even sold the wrong product, knowing the metrics and the data they collect from these clients. So it's not a big scandal. It's just not good marketing, not a good look for Westpac.
And one final thing about this, and I go back to my winery, because there is no doubt that if I were at the cellar door and I owned the winery myself, if I sold that wine at a cheaper price than what you could get it from some of the big liquor outlets in Australia, those big liquor outlets would be straight on to me and saying, you're undercutting us, we might stop selling your wine. And there's no doubt that that goes on every single day of the week.
That's right. And this case may, in fact, bring out a new precedent so that wholesalers just wholesale, and the public, like in the old days, you couldn't go to cash and carry stores. You had to prove it you're a company, you had to prove it you had a premises, you were trading. We may go back to that model.
Tell you what, it's really good. We're going to get back on in a couple of weeks' time, Michael, because there's so much to talk about. Research fellow at Sydney School of Business, specialising in corporation and competition. Great man when you're thinking about business and the legalities involved as well. Michael Peters, great to have you on the program on a Friday evening.
Thanks, Ross. Bye.
Now your money is truly mobile. Whether you're paying for a wedding in Spain, education fees in the US, or medical procedures in the UK, you can do it all with the OFX Global Money Transfer mobile device app. Keep an eye on exchange rates, view currency charts, set rate alerts, stay up to date with market information, send money securely, track your money, and be notified every step of the way. The smart money's on the smart move with the OFX Global Money Transfer app. Go to OFX.com.